It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Rolling Stone magazine breaking a huge story Sunday night, drawing direct lines from members of Congress to the January 6th attack on the Capitol, confirming that three of the people directly involved in the planning have spoken with the House Select Committee, and two of them have spoken with Rolling Stone extensively. It all culminates in allegations that a number of members of Congress were intimately involved in planning both Trump's efforts to overturn the election loss and the January 6th events that turned violent at the Capitol. The two sources also claim they interacted with members of Trump's team, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who they describe as having had an opportunity to prevent the violence. The two sources, both of whom have been granted anonymity due to the ongoing investigation, describe participating in dozens of planning briefings ahead of that day. These two participants turned witnesses both say that members who participated in these conversations or had top staffers join in included Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Lauren Boebert, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Andy Biggs, and Louis Gohmert. And both also described Trump's White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, as one who played a major role in the conversations surrounding the protests on January 6th. Among other things, they both say concerns were raised to Meadows about Ali Alexander's protest at the Capitol and the potential that it could spark violence. Meadows was subpoenaed by the committee last month as part of a group of people with close ties to the former guy who were working in or had communications with the White House on or in the days leading up to the January 6th insurrection. One of these witnesses said, quote, Meadows was 100% made aware of what was going on. He's also like a regular figure in these really tiny groups of national organizers. Now, we're starting a new week. This week will be critical for President Biden's domestic agenda on both the so-called bipartisan infrastructure package, or the BIF, and the larger Build Back Better human infrastructure spending bill. The House could vote on the BIF package as early as Wednesday or Thursday. The spending bill is still being negotiated behind closed doors, but the Democrats hope to agree on a framework for a trimmed-down package of social, healthcare, and education programs, but they reportedly remain insistent on items like free pre-K education and a Medicare extension. And President Biden wants some sort of climate initiative set in these bills before he leaves on his trip on Thursday to the G20 summit in Rome and the United Nations Climate Summit in Scotland. To that end, Biden met this weekend with Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer at his home in Delaware. Reports say they made progress and that Manchin is now, quote, agreeable to the White House's new approach on the tax proposals, which means new taxes on billionaires' wealth instead of an increase in tax rates, which, as Elizabeth Warren explained, wouldn't affect them.
What I'm talking about here is a tax on billionaires. It's not about raising the rates. Look at somebody like Jeff Bezos. What does he have in the income? $83,000 a year. It's less than a Boston public school teacher. Raising the rate is not going to cause Jeff Bezos to pay a penny more. What we need is we need a tax that focuses on the wealth of the richest Americans. And that's what Senator Sinema and I have been talking about.
So senior Democrats are preparing a big new tax plan that would aim to raise hundreds of billions of dollars from the fortunes of America's roughly 700 billionaires. Under this billionaire tax proposal, the feds would require billionaires to pay taxes on the increased value of their assets, like stocks, on an annual basis, regardless of whether they sell those assets. Billionaires would also be able to take deductions for the annual loss in value of those assets. But it would also set up a system for taxing assets that are not easily tradable, like real estate. The tax would apply to billionaires and to people earning over $100 million in income 3 years in a row. And the negotiations continue. Meanwhile, most of us have the images seared into our memories of the torch-bearing white supremacists marching in Charlottesville, Virginia at the so-called Unite the Right rally back in August of 2017. Well, a lawsuit against the organizers finally begins on Monday. The event started with a torchlit march during which those people
chanted racist and anti-Semitic slogans. The next day, a rally supporter drove into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one woman and injuring dozens of others. The plaintiffs accused the two dozen organizers of intentionally fomenting the violence that left them injured. There are 24 defendants, including some of the country's most notorious racists, Jason Kessler, the rally's main organizer, and Richard Spencer, one of the featured speakers. The jury will decide whether organizing the rally amounted to a conspiracy to engage in racially motivated violence. The trial is expected to last until about November 19th. Well, more insanity from Florida, where the governor keeps earning the nickname of moron death sentence more each day. Here's the latest. He's now offering $5,000 bonuses to police officers who've been fired in other states because they refused to take the vaccine. Seriously. Meanwhile, out on the West Coast, a powerful storm barreling towards Southern California after flooding highways, toppling trees, and causing mud flows in areas burned bare by recent fires across the northern part of the state. A, quote, atmospheric river was on the way, a long and wide plume of moisture pulled in from the Pacific Ocean. Flash flood watches are up for most of Central and Northern California. Some areas could get a foot and a half of rain, and there are power outages, and some reporting flooding and mudslides. Stay safe, everyone. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.